When our kids started going to Western Boone High School, they had to learn how to get strength and training on their own or during practice. But as the years went by, apparently the school system decided they needed a strength and conditioning coach. So they found a teacher that could teach this. So this was a class at high school level, strength and conditioning, weightlifting, training. And to me, you know, being gone from school, you know, pretty near, well, working on 40 years, I guess, you know, not quite 40, but the strength that we got when we played sports was from practice. A little bit of weights, but mostly practice. Specializing in strength and training as they do today, obviously, no wonder they become better and have a little bit more success than what we did back then. But I ask that question, when you think about strength in your life, spiritual strength, physical strength, you know, how many of us have less strength now than what we did 20 years ago, physical wise? Sure. I'm just me and DC. The rest of you guys are fit as a fiddle. But folks, what about spiritual strength? Are you more fit than you were 10 years ago? Spiritually? 20 years ago? 30 years ago? Those of you that have been following Jesus and walking with Him for over 30 years? What do we do to encourage each other to continue to strengthen ourselves in our faith and in our walk? Obviously, Jesus mentioned here, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Right after he says, "In with all your strength." Obviously, he mentions loving God, your heart, your soul, your mind, in with all your strength. Now, how in the world can you love with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, but not with all your strength? How does that fall into it? Well, I can say I love Bob, and I can give Bob hugs. Okay, and I can even think good things about Bob. But how do I strengthen Bob? How do I encourage him? Do I do that by saying, "Bob, you need to hit the treadmill a little bit more often"? Okay? You know, when we look at the verses, folks, we think that way somewhere amongst ourselves. Let's be honest. But yet Jesus said, "Judge not lest you be judged," right? Folks, one of the most precious things we can learn from God's holy word is not to stereotype each other, not to judge each other, but to strengthen one another, to encourage one another. It's easy. It's easy to find fault, folks, in ourselves as we look in the mirror, in each other, in the strangers, and the people we don't agree with, in religion and politics. But Jesus didn't come to do that. He came to strengthen those, to save those that were lost, to seek and save those that were lost. So as we look at our topic this morning, to strengthen these passages from God's holy word, I ask for us to consider your strength. In Luke chapter 22, it is written, "Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives. As he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw. And he knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' And then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer, he had come to his disciples, and he found them sleeping from sorrow. And he said to them, 'Why do you sleep? Arise and pray, lest you enter into temptation.'" As I read this passage this morning, I'm touched by an example of Jesus again, obviously, as we're following him. But the lesson this morning is on strength. So what I wanted to bring out of this passage this morning is, folks, even Jesus needed some strength from heaven above. God sent an angel to strengthen him after he had to plead and recognize, not my will, but thy will. Folks, in our lives, there's many times when we need to say, not my will, but thy will. And when we hear the words of Jesus, when we hear the words of the Bible in our hearts and in our minds, we are strengthened through that Holy Spirit that guides us and reassures us. All the more reason it's important to gather and study and learn His Word so it can work in your lives, because if you don't know what it says, it's not going to work in your lives. I can sit in a race car, and if it's not started, and if I don't press the gas pedal, and there's no fuel in it, no oil, I'm just sitting in a race car, looking good. Maybe, maybe not. But folks, in our strength, in our spiritual walk, same way. We can come and participate, but if we're not getting fueled, if we don't have oil, if we don't put on the gas pedal, if we're not strengthened, God, however He decides, will strengthen us with His holy word and with angels and with His power and with His might. He loves us that much. He cares for us that much. And I'll just give you an example. If I knew every time God strengthened me and every time God had angels watching around me and every time angels protected me from getting hurt, or angels protected me from Satan, I would feel even more lowly than I do now. But we got to have faith that He is always there strengthening us, always there protecting us, caring for us. But you know what? Jesus was strengthened when He said, "Not my will, but your will." We talked in Bible class this morning about Moses being so humble, but yet making a large mistake and striking a rock. Folks, there's times in our lives we're going to strike the rock. And we're going to need humble, but not to give up. Moses never gave up. He continued on strengthening and walking by faith in his life. In Ephesians chapter 3, it is written, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." To be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. Why? Why do we want to be strengthened? Obviously, Western Boone wants to be strengthened with their strength. Now, he approaches all different sports, but I just address the sport that is much closer to my heart, and that's football. But folks, the strength and conditioning trainer helps those athletes so they can perform better. So they can compete and run their race with endurance. So they can win. Okay? So they can win. How many of us woke up this morning and say, I think I'm going to lose today. I want to be a loser. I hope not, especially if Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Because he don't make no junk. Most of us got a little hillbilly in us. That's coming out, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. But that we might be strengthened through his Spirit in the inner man. Why? That Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. That we be rooted and grounded in love. That we may know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. That we may be filled with all the fullness of God. That we may feel right in God's sight because of his promises. Because we are saying, I'll follow you, Jesus. I'll follow you all the way. We sing the song. I need thy strength to lean upon. But I'm not going to be a weakling and a loser because you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You've promised. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Glory be to God. Glory be to God and an old spud-eating swamp Yankee like me, okay, can help others follow Jesus. Glory to God, Father, that we can share our faith with those around us. Glory to God that we can watch somebody say, I want to follow Jesus and be baptized into Christ. In such a peaceful setting. Unmolested. Remember these things that we may be strengthened in our daily walk with him. Finally, brethren, in Philippians 4, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. Both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't know about you folks, but sometimes in my life I have a hard time being content. I struggle with that. Now it's not wrong to want things, do things, and enjoy life. But to the extent that we take for granted God's grace, his mercy, salvation, I focus on my physical life more than I focus on my spiritual life. Folks, I need God to strengthen me. Keep my feet on the right path following him. I read this passage and I'm convicted of something I need to work on in my life. I hope. There's things that we read in these passages, folks, that inspire you to follow Jesus and convict you, because it is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Does that mean that I can win the Super Bowl? No, I'm 50 in a couple weeks, 55 years old. I'm not going to the Super Bowl. Now, Detroit Lions, I can say we won the Super Bowl if the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl. Yes, you can all laugh at me. Well, it might happen, it might not. There's four teams left. You know, we'll see who wins this year. But folks, I can do all things. What does Paul write just before he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? I rejoice in the Lord greatly, right? I know how, whatever state I am in, to be content. I know how to be abased and how to abound. I have learned to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. My strength comes from Jesus. My strength to say I love you comes from Jesus. My strength that says I forgive you comes from Jesus. My strength that says I need the blood of Christ comes from Jesus. And it's a daily walk, folks, to follow it. We read in the Old Testament, we're studying the Old Testament in the morning. Those people saw miracles and miracles and miracles and miraculous things. They saw the plagues, they saw food, they saw manna, then they saw quail. And they continued to do this to God. Complain. Complain about the leaders God put there. Complain. Folks, we need to learn a lesson that our strength comes from Christ, not ourselves. Comes from His holy word, not ourselves. And the minute you start complaining like those people of the Old Testament, stop. Repent. Draw your strength from Christ. Not from what you think. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You'd be surprised, folks. There's passages that talk about how people strengthen their brothers and sisters in Christ. And it is written in Luke 22, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But he said to him, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and death. And then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny me three times that you know me. I got the red print wrong a little bit there. But the point of this verse, and I bring out to us, is I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, just behave. Just take care of yourself. Just mind your own business. No. I'm looking out for you. I love you. I'm in charge of you. I'm helping you. Helping other people. Strengthen your brothers and sisters in Christ. Show up where everybody knows your name. Be glad you're alive. Miss Sister Helen. You know what? I never saw Sister Helen without a walker. That's the short period of time I knew her in her life. But she showed up with that walker every time. Strengthening your brother. Don't take for granted. No matter how young or old you are, what you participate in, being here and being part of one another's lives strengthens each other. We strengthen each other. Acts 14:22, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of heaven. It's not going to be easy, folks. It's just not. But you know what? My friends and family that aren't in Christ or have turned their back on Him, they got just as much woes as what I do. They're not any better off or any worse off than me. They still got people that are sick. They still see people die with cancer. They still have people lie to them and cheat them. It rains on the just and the unjust. But to be strengthened through Christ, to overcome those things. That's when Jesus walked, I've overcome the world. It's not going to control me. I'm controlled by the Father in heaven. Same way we should be strengthened through Christ. I'm not going to let anybody else rob my joy and control me. Folks, and sometimes our spouses control us. Rob our joy. I'm married, been married 28 years. Wouldn't have it any other way. I love my wife. She's precious. Hopefully she thinks a little bit about the same about me. But, folks, there's times when she needs to draw strength from Christ because I'm not giving it to her, unfortunately. Same thing. Strengthen your brethren. Strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith. Don't give up. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. Now, Judas and Silas themselves, being prophets also, exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. Now, I think these words were probably words of encouragement and reasoning about the scriptures, okay? It wasn't about fishing stories, hunting stories, racing stories, golf stories. Now, don't get me wrong, we can encourage each other by learning lessons from life and apply them to our spiritual self. But unless we spend time together, how do we exhort one another? How do we strengthen each other? And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches, speaking of apostles. So the churches were strengthened in faith and increased in number daily. After he had spent some time there, he departed and went over the region of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. Now, you know, we might be able to say, okay, they were apostles, they saw Jesus, they had miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's no wonder they could strengthen people. Does Jesus want us to strengthen each other? That's a simple question. Certainly he does. Does Jesus want us to be strengthened from him? Certainly he does. The question is, do we want to grab that and utilize that strength? You know, Lucas had an opportunity to sign up for the strength and conditioning class or not to play football. We have an opportunity to sign up and ask Jesus to help us strengthen ourselves. Strengthen each other. To be strong in his spirit, strong in his mind. Relying on him for our choices and our spiritual well-being. First Peter chapter 5, it is written, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Folks, in my life, I'll be honest with you, I don't like to suffer, you know. I got a splinter in the end of my finger yesterday doing stuff around the house, and it's just annoying. This morning I got a razor blade. I cut them out with a razor blade. I've just learned through the years it's easier. I know people used to pick them with a pen and needle, you know, pick, or tweezers. I ain't never found a good set of tweezers you can really grab a hold of something, you know. They all I think they're generically made. They just don't work. I have better. God made better pinchers right there with some fingernails than he did with the tweezers we've got. But folks, that's just annoying. That little sliver in there, I got to get it out. Suffer a little while. But I don't like to suffer, even with a sliver. Yeah, I want to be as perfect as I can be. I want to be established. I want to be strengthened. I want to be settled. But I can only do that in Christ. I need his help. We need him in our lives, guiding us, directing us, encouraging us, keeping us, strengthening us, that we may glorify him with our lives and the things we do. And in closing this morning, a recap of the things we've looked at. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. He would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Strengthen your brethren. Strengthen the souls of the disciples. Strengthen the brethren with many words. Strengthening the churches. So the churches were strengthened in the faith. Strengthening all the disciples. May the God of all grace, who called us in his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Folks, if you're not baptized into Christ, you won't be receiving his strength, because he promises it to those that are following him. We offer that invitation this morning to become a child of God, or if you need prayers, to be strengthened for any reason. We offer that invitation this morning as we stand and sing a selected hymn.